Nebraska man who posed as high schooler to sexually abuse minors gets sentenced to life. By Olivia Rondo on September 13, 2024. A Nebraska man who posed as a high schooler for 2 months to sexually abuse teenagers was sentenced on Wednesday to serve the rest of his life in prison, Cullen reported. Zachary Shish, a 27-year-old who stands at 5 feet, 4 inches tall and weighs just 120 pounds, according to Nebraska station KLKN, pretended to be a 17-year-old student at Southeast High School in Lincoln. Southeast High School named Zach Hess for 54 days in 2023. Shish, who graduated from Southeast in 2015, was arrested in July 2023 after authorities found out he was attending classes at the public schools and engaged in inappropriate relationships with minor students. Investigators said he requested pornographic material and sex from a 13-year-old girl and sent explicit messages to a 13-year-old and a 14-year-old student. He targeted, groomed and lured them via social media, Deputy County Attorney Amber Schulte said during his sentencing. He did so under the guise of being their peer, their friend, and in some cases, their boyfriend. And he did so for his own sexual purpose and gratification. Schulte added that Shish is a predator of the worst kind. The man fabricated documents and an elaborate backstory to pass as a fellow teenager, prosecutors said. An associate of his, 23-year-old Angela Navarro, was also arrested in September 2023 on suspicions of helping Shish get enrolled by posing as his mother under the alias Danielle Hess. Police said that once they discovered Shish's fictitious identity, they contacted Navarro on June 1, 2023, who insisted on their false identities, Cullen reported. Shish was sentenced to serve 85 to 120 years behind bars, to be eligible for parole after 41 years, on 2 counts of child enticement with electronic communication device, 2 counts of first-degree sexual assault slash forcible touching, and an attempt of Class 2 felony. He originally faced 9 felonies but took a plea deal in July to get rid of some of them. They knew not to speak with an adult male on social media. They knew not to meet an adult male by themselves. They knew how to defend themselves against that kind of danger, Judge Darla Ideas said during the Wednesday hearing. They did not know how to protect themselves against you. Because again, they thought you were their peer, their friend, and because you gained their trust. Shish's alleged accomplice, Navarro, has pleaded not guilty to felony criminal impersonation and was released from jail after $450 bail in April, the New York Post reported. Cullen also reported that the crimes cost the Lincoln Public Schools District $6,000. In light of this incident, LPS is reviewing our enrollment procedures, the district said in a statement obtained by KLKN after Shish's arrest.